This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Linda Dellinger, LINDA, middle initial ADELLINGER. Date of birth 06/28/1953. Date of appointment August 5, 2024. Requesting physician Sarah Beer, PA. SARAHBEYERPA. Dear Sarah Beer, I have the pleasure of seeing Linda Dellinger today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is a 71-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 6/27/2024. Because of the generalized weakness, she was having trouble walking and some double vision, nausea and vomiting. She has a history of these symptoms before. At that time, PEG tube was placed and then removed in this hospital. In this hospital admission, the PEG tube was placed again. She has a history of myasthenia gravis, which was diagnosed 8 years ago. Her symptoms were at that time generalized weakness, droopiness of the eye, double vision. She shakes a lot. She was seen by Dr. Lynch, LYNCH, and Albany Medical Center, neurology. EMG and workup done. And it was, they put the diagnosis of seronegative myasthenia gravis. At some point, she was on pyridostigmin, then it was stopped, and now she's on prednisone 10 milligram daily. Past medical history, anemia, DVT, myasthenia gravis, dysphagia, chronic headache, osteoporosis, colon polyp, dislocation of the right shoulder joint, pulmonary embolism, GERD, past surgical history, shoulder surgery, hysterectomy, oophorectomy, carpal tunnel release, cholecystectomy, endoscopic polypectomy, mandibular surgery, history of endoscopy. Allergy to azithromycin, phenytoin, sulfa, ACE inhibitor, medication, ordesterone, alendronate, vitamin D, magnesium, vitamin B12, sertraline, 100 milligram, 2 tablets daily, Xarelto, atorvastatin, 20 milligram daily, loratadine, omeprazole, prednisone 10 milligram daily, levothyroxine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is divorced, lives alone, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased with diabetic, father deceased with cancer of the abdomen, 2 sisters, 1 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, south bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present right more than the left hand. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, except hand grip 4.5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 71-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, seronegative myasthenia gravis. Number 2, generalized weakness. Number 3, history of ptosis. Number 4, history of diplopia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the prednisone 10 mg PO daily. If this will not work or patient will decide to go back to the pyridostigmine, I will do that. Now she is having a G-tube, so she can use it for medicine and for feeding. Her tremors are essential tremor. I would like to see her back in my office in about 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.